The Lagos state government has once again emphasized its firm stance against any form of child trafficking and, in particular, the buying and selling of children within the state. Honorable Commissioner for Youth and Social Development, Mr. Mobolaji Abubakar Ogunlende, made this declaration at a press briefing aimed at sensitizing the public on the prohibition of child trafficking. The event also saw the handover of several children, rescued by the Nigeria Police Force, to the ministry. The briefing was held on Friday at the Zone 2 Police Command Headquarters in Anakin, Lagos. Mr. Ogunlende praised the police for rescuing five children, Marvelous Obi, M., 1-year-old, Promise Ifkuna, M., 3-year-old, Santo Chukwu Anyamechi, M., 1-year-old, Shibuzornma Anyamechi, F., 3-year-old, and praised Chukwu Ibizim, M., 6-year-old, from a notorious child trafficking syndicate led by Sunday Okputu. In his words, today's, Friday, gathering is a celebration of the positive results of collaboration. There is power in working together. This event also sends a strong message to those involved in this despicable trade. The buying and selling of children in Lagos State is illegal. They must cease this activity immediately. It will not be tolerated under any circumstances. The government of Governor Babajide Ilesola Sanwo-Olu is dedicated to safeguarding the rights of every child in Lagos. Children deserve to grow in a safe and nurturing environment. In his remarks, DCP Ajao S. Adewale acknowledged that the achievement was a result of the strong collaboration between the police, local communities, and various agencies. He noted that the effort aligns with the community and intelligence policing mandate given to the Zone 2 Police Command by Assistant Inspector General of Police, Mr. Fayoadi M. Adegoke. DCP Adewale explained further that the rescue operation, led by CSP Ngozi Braid, was based on intelligence received by the command on January 8, 2025. Intelligence revealed that this syndicate specialized in the buying and selling of newborn babies, toddlers, and children of various ages. The syndicate was led by Sunday Okputu, who supplied the children while Ibizim Kioma, F., acted as a middle person and caregiver, and Shanasa Ekolibe, F., was responsible for caring for the children before they were passed on to their prospective buyers, he added. On her part, Farm, Mrs. Toyinoki Osanintolu, Permanent Secretary of the Ministry, highlighted the need for proper care for every child in the state. She emphasized that adoption and guardianship options are available to ensure the welfare of all children. Mrs. Oki Osanintolu further stated that the rescued children would be taken into government-run homes after undergoing necessary medical evaluations to aid their recovery and rehabilitation.